critics billed it the most important Greek-Turkish summit in decades, many of them, in fact, expecting an ugly showdown. But after meeting on the sidelines of a NATO summit in London for nearly 2 hours, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan emerged saying they agreed to disagree. Difficulties between the two NATO neighbors, Mitsotakis said, have always existed and they always will. But it rests on both sides, Mitsotakis explained after the meeting, to show some goodwill to overcome their difficult and complex relation. What that exactly entails remains unclear. But whatever it does, the military in Athens insists on keeping forces on emergency alert. It is also bolstering the nation's defenses in certain parts of the country because the controversial maritime agreement that Turkey struck with Libya puts a string of islands like Crete at risk. Under the agreement, the two countries have recharted their maritime borders, allowing Turkey to explore and exploit the Mediterranean seabed for hundreds of miles, from its southwest coast to the northern tip of Libya. The problem, though, is that several Greek islands like Crete lie in between. And the question many here are now asking is, how should the nation respond if it wakes up one day to find a Turkish boat drilling off the coast of Crete, or Rhodes, or any of the Greek islands disregarded by Turkey's maritime deal? Surveys conducted in recent years have shown massive untapped reserves just south of the island of Crete, an area Greece considers exclusively its own. Turkey's energy minister says the new maritime deal affords Ankara a free hand to begin drilling there as soon as the accord is ratified. It remains unclear when that will happen, and also whether the Turkish president has assured the Greek leader that such activity will steer clear of any Greek islands. Either way, the military in Greece isn't taking any chances. Battalions of soldiers and military hardware are already being deployed in Crete to boost the island's defenses. Greece has also taken a sudden decision to upgrade its fleet of outdated warplanes. While NATO neighbors Greece and Turkey have long been at odds over land, air, and sea rights, most recently, though, they came to the brink of war over a tiny islet inhabited only by goats, rabbits, and sheep. Some three decades later, Greeks insist they won't let that happen again, not least to their biggest island, Crete. Anthika Rasava, DW, Athens.